Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation, Big Trust, woo-woo, Chris Bisignano. It's a pretty good weekend, Chris. I had my first appearance on the Evan Roberts Show, which was awesome. I know that's old hat for you, buddy. You've done it a few times and kicked ass on it. But for me, it was a thrill. And the Giants got their first win of the season, I guess in nail-biting fashion. I don't know what you want to call it. But, this podcast will review the Redskins, we'll review the Washington football team, the win over that team, and we'll preview the Eagles, as this is a short week, my friend.
Yeah, preview the Eagles, right? Wow, another team that's really decimated, but,
yeah,
what'd you think?
I felt very little at the end of that game, and
I was shocked Rivera went for the 2-day, wow.
I felt like I was happy. Here's where I'm happy. I'm happy, and I put the first down article out because part of the reason I did that was because the way the mail works, sometimes you guys won't get the Giant Insider till Thursday or Friday. So rather than get it after the Eagle game, I figure I'll put something out there now. Some of you will get it Friday. Here's where I was happy. I was happy to see Tate Crowder make a play. I'm happy to see guys like Cam Brown out there. Carter Coughlin, I called out there. Leonard Williams is playing well. Bradberry had another interception and is headed to be an all-pro if he stays healthy. There's aspects of the team that I love. I love that the young guys are playing. I am more positive now than I was before that Joe Judge is the right guy for this team. We talk about it all the time. Right. But how did I feel after the game? I mean, the offense is pathetic, whether you want to say the O-line, calling, talent, Jones, whatever. The offense on this team is absolutely pathetic. Okay. But look, at the end of the halves and the end of the game, this team can't stop anybody. They stopped the 2-point conversion, got the win. Kudos to the Giants. Mathematically, we're in it. The division stinks. That's how I feel right now, buddy. That's how I feel.
Right. Listen, you'll always take the win, you know. But it's just not something you look at and go, okay, we turned the corner.
Right.
That's something to build on.
Right.
Because it was, a lot of the same old, right?
Right.
Jones throws another red zone interception.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And I would try to get rid of a guy in his face. We all come up with excuses now, except for people that cover the team,
Right.
But it was another ridiculous red zone interception.
Yep.
The defense can't get off the field on third down again.
Right. They got better as the game went on, but you're right. It's horrible for a while. Horrible.
The defense allows a 75-yard drive for Washington to should have been tying the game, but they went for two.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. The offense gets 240 total yards.
That's unheard of.
Right. They, and the running numbers are skewed a little bit because Daniel Jones had led the team in rushing with 75. Right.
Right.
Devontae had some nice runs, but he also wound up with a 3-point something rush per average.
Right.
The receivers, except for Slayton here and there.
Yeah.
Just can't get separation. Golden Tate, in my opinion, has checked out a lot of the times.
I think he doesn't look the same. Chris, I agree with you 100% there, bud.
He doesn't look the same to me at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To me, the telltale sign was a couple of weeks ago when he caught some balls in space and kind of went to the ground.
Yeah.
Here's a guy that prides himself on yak, low on his shoulder, trying to run a guy over. All of a sudden, he's collapsing to the ground. Another telltale sign was the whole offense was on the bench yesterday while the defense was on the field, and there was one guy on the other side of the bench, on the defensive side by himself, just sitting there, Golden Tate. And I'm watching him from the booth, and I'm like, what is he doing?
Wait, say that again. What happened?
So the defense was on the field.
Yeah.
And obviously, whoever's not in the game on defense is standing on the sideline watching their teammates. The offense is resting, sitting on the bench. And Golden is on the defensive side, sitting on a bench by himself.
Oh, man.
That's terrible. Looking like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Bad look. So I don't know what's going on with Golden Tate. I don't know. But you know what? When you're catching 9 balls a game, 8 balls a game, you could do that crap.
Right.
But he's not.
Right. From what you see, he's not open either, right?
I mean, he he had one catch yesterday, and that was a great, nice throw by Jones with pressure.
Yeah.
The leading receiver yesterday was Caden Smith with 3 catches. I mean,
well, yardage-wise, it was Slayton, but yeah.
Yardage-wise, it was Slayton. Reception-wise, it was Caden Smith.
Yep.
Are they still not using Evan Engram right?
Nope.
I thought after the early catch yesterday, I was like, okay, this is going to – they're going to target Evan 9 times. They're going to
– agree.
He was gone.
Yep.
Okay? So a W is a W. No question about it. Of course, you'd rather get the W than a loss no matter what.
Yeah.
But you know what, Jerry? You want to start building something and all that. Go into Philly Thursday night and beat them.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, positives, Jerry, in my opinion. Listen, some guys on defense. Leonard Williams, his solid season is continuing.
Right.
B.J. Hill played the best game in 2 years.
Yes, he has. He did. Yes.
Yesterday. Bradbury's still playing pretty good.
Right.
We all know that. Another interception. But here's the bottom line. I mean, Jerry, you know, this is the Washington team. A, the defense got one touchdown.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And Kyle Fracrell. Who's playing really well too, right? Yeah.
Except when he threw the haymaker. That was weird.
Right, right.
Getting that 15-yard penalty. I'm like, what the hell was that?
And Bradbury set up another touchdown.
Yeah.
And then they had to stop him with a two-pointer at the end. So, you know, they really should have – another quarterback and another team, they lose this game easily.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's what we're dealing with. A lot of – you know, a lot – it seems like we're saying this every week. Some positives, a lot of negatives, a lot of same old.
Yeah.
And now we move on to Philadelphia.
Yeah, and it's the same story. Like, we won by 1 point. They went for – it would have been interesting to see if they kicked the extra point and then what would happen after that. But if they convert there, you know, we're 0-6 and we're feeling worse. But they didn't. And when the Giants stopped them, and kudos to the defense for coming up big and getting Joe Judge the win. But it felt like – oddly, games that we lost felt almost better in a very weird way. And I know that's – I'm not trying to be annoying, Giant fans. Like, we're trying to keep it real. We're happy they got the win. And like Chris said perfectly, you know what, guys? Get the win Thursday. Beat that damn team. They're injured. They are shot. Beat them. So, but it just was a weird – after it was over, it was almost like – I just ran 10 miles. Like, oh, okay. So it's over. All right, 1-5. Okay, here we go. So, like you said, I wasn't elated, but I was happy we got the win.
Well, you should be happy.
Right.
You know? But I'm not going to sit here, Jerry, and say, oh, man, I'm really excited they get that. That's something to build on. It isn't. Now, you go into Philly, knock them off, win a game. Look, if they were to beat Washington yesterday 24-7,
right? Yep.
I would have been like, okay. That's a solid. Remember last year, Jerry, they beat him 24-3?
Yeah.
At home. And we were like, all right, Jones played well, the whole deal. Remember?
Yeah, they look so good. I bought tickets for the Vikings game and they got smoked.
Right. Did you get that feeling after yesterday's game?
No, I did not.
No.
No.
So if they would have won like a 24-3 game again or 24-10, you say to yourself, all right, good. You know, something to build on a little bit here. You know, we played, we lost three tough games. We just whipped up the Washington team a little bit. And now we're going into Philly. But, you know, you look at yesterday, and like you just said, after the Rams game, after the Bears game, even after the Dallas tough loss, you said to yourself, man, this team, you know, we're almost, you know, making progress, but players away, you know. Yesterday, it was just like, you know, I left the building like, okay, but man, we were real fortunate to beat a team that we should have whipped up on a little bit. Not whipped up, but we should have beat by a touchdown.
By a touchdown.
In my opinion.
Yeah, they should have beat by a touchdown.
Okay?
Absolutely. Yep.
So, you know, look. There's winning, you know, there's how you win and how you lose in this league.
Yeah.
Look, mathematically, okay, we're going to have a season going into Halloween.
Right.
You know, everybody's horrible. But until they start, you know, until they get what I call like a nice decisive win or an earmark win or whatever you want.
Or win a game that they're not supposed to, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So go into Philly, you're 6.5 on the dog against a Philly team that's decimated with injuries.
Right.
You know what? And go beat them up. How about a win? You know? And then you can start saying, oh, that's 2 in a row. Boop, boop, boop. You know, they're right there. Let's get this momentum. You know, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit there. And I don't know about you, Jerry, but after that win yesterday, I didn't feel like I was like, okay, you know?
No, it was more like, okay, it's over. Let's get these, articles out. And then it was, how do I feel? Like, I didn't know how I felt after the game. I obviously would rather than, and no one's rooting for the tank here, guys. Like, I hate...
Nobody's rooting for a tank.
No, right. It's just, where do we go from here? It's apparent that we have the right coach. Like, I love this guy. I like Joe Judge more and more every week. But Yeah, you look for progress every week. I'm very afraid of how the offense looks right now. And if there's one thing that you're going to play into Thursday, it's you're going to play into the Eagles' hands of they still have a good pass rush. They mix up that front four, especially. Sub in and out. It's not like it was before, but it's still very good. And I'm deathly afraid of what they're going to do to our offense. But let's stick to yesterday for now. There was a play in the game that I thought was like, it was like, oh, wow, here we go. This is what I'm looking for. And it reminded me of Eli's throw to Plaxico Burress when they came back against the Eagles back in 06. It was all out blitz. And Jones hit Slayton for the touchdown. And I thought it was Jones' best throw by a mile yesterday. I thought it was a Giants' best play. And it was the feeling of, this is what this kid can do. And it's almost like he didn't think. The play happened and he reacted and he hit Slayton absolutely perfectly yesterday.
Jerry, when you see those things is when you say to yourself, okay, this is the franchise kid, right?
Right, right.
I mean, you know, I put it on Twitter today, that play. Yeah. And it was a great play. I mean, they sent six guys, picked up.
Yep.
Montez Sweat was up in Jones's grill a little bit. And he threw a perfect ball to Slayton.
Yeah.
But then, you know, then there was another red zone possession where he's holding onto the ball and gets sacked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another red zone possession, he throws an interception.
Yeah, and you can't blame the line. He had time yesterday, right? Like, I was watching it, I'm thinking, he's got more time than he's had before. And the line needs help, but this is a pretty good front seven. And I thought the line held up, and I thought he held onto the ball a little long. I think it's in his head now. That's what I'm worried about with Jones.
His clock, his pocket clock is not good.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not good. You got to have a clock going, okay, get rid of it, you know?
Right.
And like you said, Jerry, I think they only had 10 pressures yesterday. And that's, you know, they did overall. Look, Chase Young was very disruptive in a run game. But it wasn't like he didn't dominate the game. Sweat didn't dominate the game.
No.
You know, Payne, and the other kid did it. Allen, they did some things, all that. Yeah. You know, but overall, the offensive line wasn't that bad, you know?
No, they weren't. And Parrott got in. And I like what you put on Twitter. Like, yeah, okay, there was a violation, but it's a little more than that, you think, right?
Well, you know, Judge kind of admitted today, well, we were going to work the rotation anyway.
There it is.
You know?
Yep.
So, I mean, guys, this is, you know, look, let's say like it is, right. Jerry.
Yeah.
Andrew Thomas has a fourth overall pick. Has been a disappointment so far.
Big time.
You saw that backdoor block he was supposed to get yesterday.
Yeah.
He didn't seal the back door.
Right.
They lost a yard. And they yanked him out of the game. They put Pert back in.
Yeah.
Look, I've been talking about Pert since training camp. I was like, yo, remember, Jerry? I was like, yo, this kid Pert is pretty good.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, bud, but when he started that game, I said, at first we all kind of thought he was benched.
Right,
Thomas.
Me too.
We didn't know yet. Yeah. But then Jordan Raynon of ESPN put out there, he kind of threw it out to all of us. No, it's more than that. He heard, he put it out there and all that. And then we found out afterwards it was a violation. Not a big deal.
Right.
Listen, it's not good, but it wasn't like some, you know, like disrespectful thing like Judge said. He was late to a meeting. But, Jerry, I have to be honest with you, dude. When I saw Pert, first I heard from Jordan that Pert was starting, and then we saw him playing, I felt better with him than I did with Thomas.
You know, but it's also, it's this willingness of our coach to do that, right? Like, it's almost unheard of now to take out your first round pick and replace him with a third rounder because, then you're going to look stupid. You're going to look bad. The organization's going to look bad. I love that he's doing this. I love that he took Devontae Downs out 2 weeks ago and put Crowder in. And Crowder looked good before he returned that fumble for a touchdown. I love that he took out the first round pick and said, you know what? Not playing well. Put Parrott in. He's playing better. He's willing to make these changes, and we haven't seen this. And you know what, guys? Coughlin did it because of injury. Steve Smith, when he got in 2007, it was because there were injuries. There was an injury to Dominic. It wasn't Hickson. There was another injury that year. But, you know, we have a coach now that's willing to try different things in the game personnel-wise, and I love it. Absolutely love it.
You got to like it. I've been telling you, watch for Pert. He's going to start working his way in. He is.
Yep.
And also, I'm telling you right now, the next move is going to be either Hernandez or Zeitler, they're going to get Shane Lemieux is going to start rotating in for them.
Yeah, I believe you. Yep.
You know what? And not so much Big Will, believe it or not. I think watch for Zeitler.
Well, you know what? Even look what he did at corner. Isaac Yankum or yank him out. You know, Ballantyne, all right, you know, we're going to try Ryan Lewis. Oh, he seems to be holding it down. So, yeah, I think you're right, though. I think Lemieux is the next one in.
Just telling you, get ready, because Lemieux's going to be the next one.
Yeah.
The vote start working his way in.
Yep.
And I was just saying, Jerry, you know when Pert was in there? First of all, did you watch Pert? He did pretty good.
I did. Yep. I was looking for him because of the, I guess you would say, controversy of Thomas not being in.
And people got to stop with this. Cam Fleming's the worst tackle. He stinks. Why is he playing? Guys, he's playing better than Andrew Thomas. Cam Fleming's not playing bad. I don't know where this is coming from.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's a lazy take because he didn't play well week one. He looked bad. And now when there's offensive line problems, say, well, Fleming stinks. Well, no, Fleming's getting better, as is Nick Gates at center.
Fleming's played pretty – he's playing pretty good.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And when you see this rotation, you know, don't forget, Pert wound up playing 26 snaps yesterday. Thomas played 22.
Right.
So it wasn't just like, okay, it was a discipline thing. Okay, Matt, sit down. Andrew's going the rest of the way. No.
Yeah.
Pert worked his way back in there again after he missed the block.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're not going to just keep sticking with guys that aren't getting the job done, and Judge is showing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, yeah, like I think if Eric Flowers was on this team still, I think Judge would be the coach that says, you know what, try guard. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
So that's why I like him. That's why I like this guy. I didn't agree with – I mean, it worked out for the Giants that they didn't call timeout, but when the Redskins punted before the half, I'm sorry, when the Giants punted right on the play that Leonard Williams got running into the kicker, I was shocked the Giants didn't call timeout there to try and get the ball back and score. So there's some things like that he does. He's a little conservative. It's like, well, okay. But, yeah, go ahead.
No, you know what's weird is that he prides himself on being aggressive, right? He always says, I'm going to be aggressive, right?
Right, right.
And it was a little strange yesterday when they had that 4th-and-1 on the Redskin 38.
Yeah.
And they wound up, they tried to draw him off sides, and then they wound up punting. But
look,
I have no problem with him kicking that field goal on 4th-and-goal on the 2 because he wanted to make it a 2-score game. So I don't have a problem with that, Jerry, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
But I was a little surprised that he didn't go for that on the plus 38.
The one I was the most surprised was the punt, and Williams ended up running into the punter anyway. But I thought, why is he not, you know, call time? It was 140-something. By the time they punted, I think it was 120-something.
Yeah, he let it run down 111.
Yeah, right. That was weird.
I was
a little
surprised by that, too. And that's another play, Jerry. So I think it was Austin Johnson, by the way, not Lenny Williams, who ran into him. But anyway.
Oh, was it? I thought it was Williams.
For some reason, it keeps some people said Lenny Williams, but I believe it was Austin Johnson. You might be right, but I'll look at that again. Anyway, the point being, they ran into the punter. So,
yeah.
So. And then Ron Rivera turns around and goes, okay, I'm going for it now.
Right, 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 right.
And Jerry's 4th-and-5.
Yeah.
Allen's rolling to his right.
Yep.
And boom, they converted. And this is what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, oh, my God, guys. You know what I mean? So.
And Kyle Allen's converting, right? That's the alarming part. It's Kyle Allen. Threw for 280 yesterday.
Look, Jerry, the organization, I'm happy for the players. I'm happy for Judge because. Yeah. These guys bust their butt, Jerry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Judge is busting his butt, and I'm happy for the fan. I'm happy. You know, it's good to get a win. The organization needed to win bad, right? I mean, if they would have lost this game to Washington, it would have been hell to play around here. It would have been a godsend that it was a quick turnaround, right?
Yeah.
For Thursday. But they did find a way. Look, I tell you what. Some guys got banged up yesterday, dude. Big Dex was hurting.
Yeah.
Slayton, I thought, was done for the game when he crawled off the turf. He got up, he walked off.
He could tell he hurt himself on the touchdown.
Peppers came back in. I thought maybe he aggravated that ankle. He wasn't going to come back.
He's doing backflips after the game. Come on. Somebody tell him to stop doing that, please. He's got a bad ankle.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be like, Jabril, you're way too important to backflip, please.
You know, anyway. The emotion of the moment is like, guys, I wish you would look at that buffoon Bellinger last night at the Dodgers, blew his shoulder out and then popped back in.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think if somebody else got hurt and came back in. Somebody else it was. But you know what?
Martinez, right?
I'm sorry, Jerry, you're right. Blake Martinez, right? Yeah. He got banged up. I thought Blake, I was watching him on the sideline, it was something with his shoulder, his chest, something, you know?
Yeah.
So, and he came back. He was like, no, I'm coming back in. So, Jerry, that's positive, brother. You got guys in here that are dedicating themselves to win a football game.
Yep.
And you have to love that, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Easy team. This is an easy team to root for. You know?
Right. It really is, Jerry. You know, it really is. And Judge mentions it numerous times. He just loves these guys, loves coaching them, you know?
Right. Yep.
By the way, dude,
Graham Gano. How great is it having an automatic guy now?
Yeah, it's nice.
Sorry. You know? He might be my favorite player on the team right now.
Right. So, listen, there's a lot of things, Jerry. You wish they had another receiver. Look, Jones, we all know what Jones, what he's doing wrong at times. Yeah. But the kids also, I mean, these guys are just not getting separation either, dude.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Evan Ingram, I'm not going to keep going on and about. He's not being used, right? That's all I can tell you.
You're right.
I was talking to somebody in the Giant organization last night about Evan, and it was just like, they just, you know, right now, Gavis just can't figure out how to use them right, you know?
Mm. Weird. How about a seam route, Jason?
Quickly, you know, a lot of people always ask about, hey, why don't you just make Ingram a receiver?
Yeah. I'm not that guy.
Okay, no, not you. I'm saying a lot of people always ask us.
Right.
They always ask us, so why don't you make Ingram a receiver? Well, guys and girls, that's like saying, like in baseball, hey, you know what? Let's put that guy at shortstop for a couple of innings. You know? Evan Ingram is a decent route runner, not good.
Right.
And he has a problem creating separation because of his lack of polish on routes.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
So you throw him outside, now he's going up against a slot corner or a corner.
Yeah.
He's not going to get separation, okay?
Right.
His game is get him back in the line. His one catch yesterday, that 20-yard catch, he was on the line, matched up with a linebacker. Collins didn't know what the hell was going on. He's pointing to the safety. Yeah. He's wide open for 20 yards. You have to get him mismatches, get him matched up on linebackers and safeties, Jerry. Not slot corners, not corners, safeties. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah.
You got to figure this out.
Yeah.
You got to figure this out with Evan. You got to get him mismatches, you know what I mean?
Yep.
On people. That's his game, Jerry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they got to get that. But listen, the organization, a much-needed win. And I tell you what, dude, they get out of Philly Thursday night with another nail scratch or another win. And it's going to be a fun rest of the month and a fun November probably. Because
Chris, I don't care if they win on a blown call Thursday. Just beat Philly, right? Like, guys, I don't care if the ref makes an egregious call against the Eagles. Let's just win one.
If the way they've beaten us sometimes in Philly, I don't care if it's like, I don't know. I don't care if Jesus comes down and picks a ball from Wentz and say, all of a sudden, like, what the hell was that? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't
care.
You know what I mean? It's like, we'll take anything. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
After some of the heartbreakers the Giants have gone through in Philly. So let's see. You know, I guess we're going to talk about Philly right now, right? In a little bit?
Yeah, we will.
But
first,
turnaround?
Yep. First, guys, a word from our sponsors. It's fall, and at MyBookie, that can only mean one thing. It's winning season. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means free bets, super contests, Survivor, and more. At MyBookie, winning season is all about your chance to win big. Bet Major League Baseball playoffs, UFC, and of course the NFL. The craziest sports fall of your lifetime is here. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Invest in your intuition, not your tuition. Select from hundreds of futures bets so you can bet games in real time with MyBookie's live betting. Put that big brain of yours to good use. Use promo code GIANT and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Thousands of cross-sport wagers, props, and parlays await. Sign up now to bet with the best and celebrate your victory. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie. Promo code GIANT. As guys, so much of our identity is wrapped up in our hair. From how it feels after getting a fresh cut to the way it's perfectly styled before going out. That's why when we get into our 20s and 30s and start noticing the first signs of hair loss, definitely feels like panic time, guys. Because let's face it, no guy is ever ready to go bald. Thankfully, now there's Keeps, the simple and easy way to keep your hair. See what I did there? Did you know that 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35? The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have time left and hair left. Get treated from home. You used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months, so you can say goodbye to pharmacy checkout lines and awkward doctor visits. Prevention is the key. Keeps treatments typically take 4 to 6 months to see results, so it's important to act fast. The sooner you start to use Keeps, the more hair you'll save. Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and more than 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments start at just $10 a month. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month for free. If you're ready to take action to prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/gmen to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/gmen. And we're back. All right, buddy.
So, Jerry, you know, it was good to get, you know, good to get the win and all that, but just not something I looked at and said, oh man, that, you know, now we're building something, you know. Yeah. Let's see. Let's move on down, you know, the road, and let's see what happens in Philly on Thursday night. And then they got Tampa following that. You know? But, so.
Before we get to Philly, you put out a tweet about the free agents brought in, right? That's what I said before. This is an easy team to root for. You have Blake Martinez, Kyler Fackrell, Bradberry, Gano,
Logan.
And Logan Ryan. And you know, Logan Ryan had a weird game yesterday. He had a lot of tackles. He had a sack. Gave up that touchdown, though, what would have been the game-tying one. And did he something else? Oh, he missed a couple tackles early on. These guys are quality free agents. Fackrell, you called it before. You said, you know, this guy had 10.5 sacks 2 years ago with Graham. He was chasing Russell Wilson all over the place a couple years ago against Seattle. I think you said he had 3 sacks. And I'm like, who the hell is Kyler Fackrell?
I told you about him, man.
Right,
you know,
right.
He just didn't get any snaps last year. I don't know what the hell Mike Pettine's doing in Green Bay at times, but no, he didn't get any snaps.
But you
know?
Have to say, and I...
Was it the Smith? I'm sorry, Jay, because of the Smith brothers. You know,
right.
That cuts. Go ahead.
Right. But Gettleman really has brought these guys in, and imagine if he didn't have them. Like, holy crap, would this team be bad? I mean, these guys are quality players who are contributing, no?
Jerry, they're making plays, dude.
Right.
They're not just bringing guys in, taking up space for 60 minutes.
Right.
Fackrell's making plays.
Yep.
He had the strip yesterday on the sack. He had the interception return last week against the Dak and the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
Blake Martinez.
And he seals the edge better than the other, better than Golden and better than O'Shane Zimmon is, by the way. On running plays. Jerry, yeah.
You know, I talk about this all the time. You got to make impact plays, right?
Yep.
To win in this league.
Yeah.
And yesterday, last night I'm talking about the game, and Carl Banks brings up an unbelievable point. You ready for this, Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking talking with Banks about the game. He goes, hey, Chris, I got to ask you something.
Yeah.
He goes, when was the last time you think two inside linebackers that had double-digit tackles on this team?
Yeah.
And I go like this. I go, holy crap, Carl. Well, we're in a 4-3 for years. He goes, yeah, I know. And he goes, but think about it. When was the last time? He goes, it's probably back to Harry Carson and Reason's days.
Probably, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? It might be back when you were playing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the point I'm saying is that, Jerry, this linebacker crew is getting production, dude.
Fun to watch, too.
They're producing.
Cam Brown was in a little bit yesterday. I saw him chasing Allen. I'm like, oh, here we go. Put the young ones in, guys. Here we go. I'm starting to like this. For the first time in years, I'm liking our linebacking core.
Look, now Tate Crowder, Mr. Irrelevant, is not a polished linebacker yet. Nope. But he's out there making plays, right?
Yep.
Now, look, he's got some issues. We know that. He's not the biggest kid. He's got to get a little stronger. At times, he struggles in space. He had like 3 missed tackles in space yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
So nobody's saying he's Bobby Wagner. We're not saying that. But he's out there making some plays, right?
Right.
We all know what Blake's doing.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
Fackrell's doing his thing. I mean, this linebacker, Lorenzo, who was playing well, caught it, and then he got hurt, unfortunately. But how about if he would have been part of this for 16 games, right?
Yeah, it would have been fun.
So Golden, a couple more. Look, Golden in limited snaps, since they didn't play that many snaps again. He had a couple of pressures again.
He had a bad pass, too.
And a batted pass.
Yep.
But these guys, Jerry, this is the first time, right? We've talked about the first time in a long time the linebacking crew is producing, man.
I mean, the linebackers in 07 I liked, but I mean, I'm sorry. As far as getting excited about the linebacking core, since Jesse Armstead played. And I'm not comparing these guys to him, but that's how I feel about this group right now. It's like, wow, this group is actually helping us win now rather than being the liability that they've been since Antonio Pierce left.
Right. Right, so, you know, look, Logan Ryan has been a good player. Look, he got beat yesterday by Sims.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough, but guys do get beat.
Yeah,
it
right,
happens.
Right.
You know, I mean, to me, in that situation, you can't let a guy get behind you,
exactly.
But he did. He got
right.
beat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
You know, you got to remember something. Logan Ryan's playing safe. You know, the whole deal, you know, they did a double move on him.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, Logan, he's not Ronnie Lott, Logan Ryan.
No, he's, but he, I mean, he's very
but he's a good player.
Versatile as hell.
Hey, Jerry, you know it, dude. When he was low in his price, I was screaming all over Twitter, get him, Dave,
yeah,
get
yeah,
him. Remember?
Yep, yeah.
And so, look, people, you know, they got to stop it as far as I hate Gettleman. Yeah, all right, he's probably going to be gone end of this year. But when a guy does something like brings in Ryan, how about Devontae Freeman, Jerry? Pretty good, right?
Oh, what a great pickup. I mean, he's running hard. He's like, it seems like he's getting his legs back now, right? And I even put it in the insider, like he's a positive. He's probably other than Slayton, you know, he's the most positive aspect of this offense right now. And he's fun to watch. He runs hard. He had a 14-yard run yesterday. The times he gets tackled in the backfield is when he just gets plastered because there's a breakdown, but he's a good runner.
Yeah, so he's done some positive things.
Right.
And the free agents that get him assigned have all, you know, basically played really pretty well.
They have,
you know?
They have, yep.
The other issue is, look, they keep committing these stupid penalties.
Yeah.
They keep shooting themselves in the foot. They can't get off the field on third down, even on fourth down.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And a wide receiver position is an issue right now, right? They're not getting they're not getting any production really out of the tight end position. And except for Slayton, they're not getting any production out of the wide receiver position.
It's not all Jones. With Borden, and thank God he's okay. Man, good tweet. Good tweet by
Jerry,
you.
I got to be honest with you, bud.
Yeah.
I was thinking the worst yesterday.
Yeah.
I really was. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No. With him being okay, but out probably for a while, who do you see them elevating?
I'm going to go with the Benjamin kid.
Not Backman?
You know what?
I'm curious.
I'm just going to go with Benjamin because he adds a little size. But you could be right, Jeff.
No. I want Victor, and he's big. He's a big guy. I'm fine with Victor.
Yeah.
But I'm just,
I'm going to go with him. But who knows? I don't know. You know what? You know, Judge has been dressing, four receivers for these games?
He might want to start dressing five.
Kind of burned them yesterday.
It did.
Two guys got hurt. They were down to, you know, Tate and Slayton.
Yeah.
Down to Tate and Austin Mack one time yesterday, and then Slayton came back.
Yeah, I was going to say, when one of them is Golden Tate, you might want to dress five at this point, Joe.
Sorry. It's kind of a little questionable what Judge is doing. He dresses four receivers, basically, and it kind of bit him in the butt a little bit yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
Injury-wise. So, but that's what he chooses to do, and you know, and that's where we're at. So, when you want to get into Philly, I guess we'll get into Philly a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Look, let's do it.
The House of Horrors, you know.
Oh my God.
So, look, Jerry, this team, I haven't even looked at their game yesterday. They did make a valiant comeback.
They always do. They never quit. I have to give it to them. You cannot turn off an Eagle game and feel good until the final seconds tick off the clock. They never stop coming back. You got to kill them.
Right. And I tell you what, man, their front... defensive line. They rotate seven guys.
Oh God!
And you know the addition of Hargrave from the Steelers last year, Malik Jackson and Fletcher Cox. You all know, and the kid Sweat's playing really well. And Brandon Graham had a couple of sacks yesterday. Wow! So this was they went against a pretty good defensive line yesterday. This is better Thursday night.
Yeah, the Zach Ertz is going to be out. It looks like Sanders is out. But they got this new receiver who's played three games and had three touchdowns, number 13. Starts with an F.
Terry,
I don't know his
Terry
name.
Fulgham,
There you go. Nice.
Yeah, well, he had a little cup of coffee with the Lions. And this is what I mean about the Eagles, Jerry and Doug Peterson, right?
Yeah.
They do this all the time, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, they got no receivers. And all of a sudden, here comes Fulgham out of nowhere, right?
Yep.
And they got a kid Hightower. They're slowly working him in now, too.
Yeah.
You know, so Ertz is out. Dallas Goedert's on IR. They're running back. But you know what, Jerry? I remember last year, it was like, all of a sudden, Boston Scott killed us.
Yeah, like right? 600 yards rushing against us.
Remember?
Yeah.
That offensive line is decimated. They cannot protect Wentz. They gave up like 16 quarterback hits yesterday and six sacks. I'm not even exaggerating.
Well, I'm telling you now, right? Like, it's going to be annoying with Wentz because he's elusive. And then the Eagles seem to have had an elusive quarterback for the last 30 years, right? From Cunningham to McNabb to Vic, all of them, they all get away from the pressure. But I'm not worried about their offense. I'm worried about what we're going to do. I'll tell you what, dude. At this point, Joe Judge can't be conservative enough for me Thursday night. I'm not kidding. Like, I am so deathly afraid of Jones dropping back and just getting destroyed.
Well, that's where Garrett comes in. He has to do a lot of things to offset the pass rush.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But look, I think it's going to come down. I think this game is going to be a 17-13 game, and the defense, again, is going to have to do something for the Giants. You know, we talked about the Washington game, and I was like, yeah, they got to get a couple of plus. They got to be like plus two in the turnovers, man. They got to do something on defense, set up the offense. And he did.
Yeah.
And he won the damn game. You know, that was one of the keys. That was the key to winning the damn game, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Same thing Thursday night, dude. Their defense is going to have to come up big against this Redskin. Listen to me. This Eagle offense.
Yeah.
Because I got to be honest with you. Don't forget, they got Darius Slay back there now, too.
I know.
He's a very good corner. So, okay. So, you know, Jimmy Schwartz might be like, okay, Darius, you're mirroring Slayton for 60 minutes.
All right. Problem solved. They've got nothing else. We're good.
What I mean, is there anybody else, right?
No, right. That's what I mean. Like, if I'm them, I'm thinking, all right, we're good here. All right. Play the run.
Right. So, it's like the defense is going to have to win this game Thursday night again. You know, the potential to get sacks and pressure and turnovers is going to be there. Wentz has 9 picks, Jerry. 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like you said, you got to kill them, man. You know what I mean? You got to step on their neck when they're down, because look what they did. I'm watching us 24-6 Ravens. I'm like, oh, the Eagles are getting smoked. And next thing you know, they're going for 2 points in a tight game.
It's crazy. I'm watching that game. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Come on. I know.
You know?
I know. They don't die. You got to stick the knife in and twist it.
it's a credit to Doug Peterson and his guys, you know? So. Yeah, you know, no excuses down yet. They're going to be banged up and all that. But, you know, the defense is going to have to come up big, because I don't expect much out of this Giant offense at all Thursday night.
No, I'm scared to death. I'm scared to death of Jones dropping back, getting drilled, fumble, then picking it up and running it in. Like, I see it now. And they'll probably wear black. It'll be the one game a year they wear all black. We wear our lily whites and just get smoked. But listen, hey, we got to win. We're, you know, if we can pull it off Thursday. You know, it's weird, dude. I like the fact that Joe Judge was an Eagles fan growing up. Because it's almost like, if you can't beat them, join them. And we got one of theirs. And his brother supposedly wore an LT jersey to piss him off, which I think is great. But I like that Joe Judge is from Philly. I don't know why that is. I just feel like we got one of theirs now. So, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, they really look, it's, you know, we'll see what happens Thursday night. Giants came out of there with a couple of injuries themselves, you know.
Right.
And it's a quick turnaround. We'll see who's going to be able to play, who's not going to be able to play. We'll find out more tomorrow after practice.
Yeah.
But Jerry, just to quickly get back. I really believe they're onto something with Matt Peart to play right tackle next year, you know, and Thomas a left tackle.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Jerry. I'm going to tell you this now, because Joe Judge doesn't mess around.
Yep.
I'm just looking ahead, okay? I'm sorry. I just want to look ahead.
I think I know where you're going with this. But
you know where I'm going with this?
Yep. Can I guess?
This Peart looks better with left tackle.
There it is.
He's going to throw Thomas at right tackle next year.
Yeah, who cares? Right? Who cares?
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's fine.
Because I don't know, like I said before, Jerry, I felt way more comfortable Peart protecting Daniel Jones' blind side yesterday than I did with Andrew Thomas.
Yep, so did I. And it would have been interesting if Nate Solder was here this year, because he'd be left, Thomas would be on the right, and then you wonder if they would have groomed Peart anyway to be the left tackle. So that's interesting.
No, what's funny, Jerry, is that he was basically looked at before Solder opted out. He was basically looked at as a project, you know?
Right.
Okay, you know what? This kid's going to get reps, he's going to get work, training, practice, but 2021 is going to be his year, remember?
Yep.
And then he opts out because they brought Fleming over, you know?
Yes.
So then Solder opts out, and now you got everybody moves up a peg, and Peart moved up to like, okay, now he's the swing tackle. It was Fleming and Thomas are starting, you know?
Yeah. Especially since we moved Gates to center. Right.
Right. I'm talking, obviously, if the Gates with the center. So it actually worked out really well, because this kid's getting quality snaps, you know?
Yeah.
And it's worked out. It's going to be really beneficial to the Giants next year, that offensive line. Next year. Because I think, you know, you're looking at a kid that you could say, okay, pencil him in, you know?
Yep. Yeah, he played well. And he played well. And like you said, if he's the left tackle going forward, I don't care. Go ahead. But.
Jerry, I got to ask you something. I've been noticing some last few games. To me, Nick Gates seems to be getting better and better.
He is. Okay. It's another lazy one. Guys can't still criticize Gates. He's playing better. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. To me, he's getting more and more comfortable, Jerry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I like the way – I want to look at it again tomorrow. I want to look at every one of his plays, pass plays, run plays. But to me, I kind of like, don't forget, this is only his sixth game as a center, you know?
Right.
I'm going to try to ex-judge tomorrow, you know, although he always gives you those basically standing answers anyway. But Chevy, I think he's coming along a little bit now.
Yeah. I agree. Right? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the huge difference between the Steeler game and the game yesterday. I mean, come on. It's not even close. It's only like a whole totally different player. Yep.
Right. So, hey, Giants get out of Philly Thursday night with a victory. It's going to be a fun rest of October, and it's going to be a fun November because of the way the division is, right?
That's right.
It is, you know? But let's give us something, Jerry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What I'm saying, let's give us something where they beat an Eagle team, even though they're banged up. They beat an Eagle team, and you say, oh, you know what? Oh, I kind of like the way it's a little bit. I like the way the Giants looked at it. Maybe they're starting to get, you know what I mean? Maybe the progression's really going forward now. You know?
Yep.
Because I can't say that after yesterday's game. I'm sorry. No. Just because you get a W, okay, doesn't mean you can sit there and go, oh yeah, look at the progression on this team, you know?
Yeah, and I think if they won in one of the other games, we'd feel a little different. Like, all right, yes. Well, we got another win. But this was the only win, and the way it happened, it was like, all right, well, we got it, but I don't feel any better about this team right now. I feel good about next year. I feel good about our coach, but I don't feel good right now about this team. Let's see what happens Thursday. But a couple of things I wanted to bring up. But we have to actually pick tonight just one game, this game. And then we'll review what happened this past weekend on Friday when we review the Eagles, and then we'll make our picks for the weekend. So, but two things. One, I thought it was funny that the Eagles had 7,500 fans yesterday, and they still got in a huge fight that's all over Twitter, if you guys look at that. So that was posted by somebody just beating the crap out of Ravens fans. 7,500, and they still get in fights. I think they had 7,500 fans or so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they still managed to get in fights.
And so there will be fans Thursday night. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there'll be a small amount. I don't know how many they're going to allow. The other thing was last podcast when I said to Chris, this is kind of funny, when I said to Chris, hey, check your messages. Evan Roberts had messaged us, and I said, do you want to make an announcement? And Chris said, no. I said, okay. So I didn't look. The following one was, can you both come on? So Chris didn't want to speak for me, but I was going to come on the next day, which I thought was pretty funny. So anyway, we ended that, and that was a great experience Saturday. So again, Evan Roberts, thanks. Big supporter of ours. It's been awesome. So, all right, Thursday night, Chris, I'll let you go first. Who do you like, Giants or Eagles?
I tell you what, until they show they could beat this Eagle team, I got to go with Philly still.
I agree with you. It pains me, but they have to beat them, right? They have to beat them. Yeah, somebody tweeted at us yesterday, oh, Jerry, you can pick the Giants this week. I said, they got to beat Philly first before we start picking them consistently. So,
sort of like the Dallas game, you know, where we said, well, you know what? Until they actually beat Dallas, you have to go with Dallas. That's the way I feel right now with Philly. Even with all their injuries, I look at it like, well, let me see them beat them first, you know?
Yeah, I think it'll be a close game, but I just – their defense scares me against our pathetic offense now.
That's what really scares me.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I mean, that defensive line and the way they could get after it is, to me, the Giants have to get a couple of turnovers again like they did against Washington to win this game.
Yep.
I don't mean just two turnovers and they don't get anything out of them. I'm talking about maybe another defensive turnover where they set up a touchdown. Huh. Oh, you know what, Jerry? Maybe even another one. They go back to the house with it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
I'm sorry. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. No, I'm worried too. I think it's going to be whereas you think it's going to be lower, I think it's going to be like a 27-13 kind of game. I think it'll be close, and then there'll be a last few minutes pick or fumble recovery or something. But hey, hope I'm wrong. Hope they win, man. I mean, this would be awesome. They win Thursday. I'm gonna be flying. Like we said, I don't care how they win. Friday, I will be flying high. Nothing would get me down on Friday if they beat this team.
Hey, Jerry, they win Thursday. It's gonna be a fun 10 days, 11 days to that Tampa game.
It'll be spectacular.
It's going to be a fun 11 days.
Yeah, and you get 11 days to prepare for Tom.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But it's going to be like, okay, we're 2-5, and, you know, these guys, the Eagles have got one win, and Washington's got one win. Who knows what the Cowboys do tonight? You know,
yeah.
It will be a fun 11 days into that Monday night game, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so let's
I want to add one more thing. Like, Chris and I do think that with Judge, we're obviously in the right direction. Could you imagine being the Jets right now, Chris?
Are you taking a shot at Evan Roberts?
No. We said to him, message him, hey, how are they not firing Gase tonight? How is he still the coach?
I didn't think he was going to last the morning. I really didn't.
Holy crap.
They're not competitive. You know what, Jerry? I saw a stat yesterday. Adam Gase has 41 losses as a head coach. 31 of them, Jerry, are by double digits. Jerry, you there?
Yeah, I'm
31. Adam, 41 is by double digits.
Who would you rather hire, Ben McAdoo or Adam Gase?
Oh, I don't know, but
I know. I'm just saying that. I'm saying he's in that level right now.
Oh, Jerry, McAdoo went to the playoffs, bro.
Right? Gase is horrible.
He just looks like he threw the towel in on the sideline. It's like embarrassing, you know.
It's so bad. He is.
Yeah, listen, the Jets will be moving on from him. No matter what Johnson say and all that, they're going to be moving on from him. And they're going to be in the running for Trevor Lawrence, because you get the sense out of your organization in Jets world that they're looking to move on from Donald, or they're going to move on from Donald.
Well, they said they're 57% chance now, record-wise, of getting, the way it plays out, of getting Trevor Lawrence. But yeah, I agree with you. I think they're going to move on from Darnold. And that's crazy, because Gase was brought here to bring Darnold to the next level. And this is what's happened. So
yeah. And probably Jets look, Lawrence is going to go, no, I'm not coming out. I'll stay another year.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Peyton Manning, you know? Holy cow. All right. Good stuff, buddy. Anything else?
No, that's it. I guess we'll talk Friday about the Eagle game and the weekend games. And we'll see everybody Friday.
All right, everybody, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R, and download The Giant Insider app from the App Store. All right, guys, Thursday nights are Giant nights. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.